From the Osage Casino Studios in Bartlesville, I'm Max Gross. Eat, play, and enjoy at Osage. It's time for a look at sports here on Monday. Week number one of high school football is coming up with all local teams in action Friday. We'll have previews and looks at local clubs throughout the week, including the battle for the Adam Hooper Trophy in Dewey as the Dongers and Ironmen square off Friday night. Scores once again from last Friday. If you missed them, 0 week action. Dewey fell at Adair 60-0. Pawhuska lost at home to Kellyville 36-20. Barnesdall earned a blowout win over Caney Valley 50-14. Tulsa Noah topped Oklahoma Union 28-7. And Owosso came from behind to beat Bentonville West Arkansas 56-40. If you missed any part of the Dewey or Pawhuska broadcast from Friday evening, we do have those entire play-by-play broadcasted posted under the archive broadcast page at BartlesvilleRadio.com. And don't forget to listen to our weekly Coach's Corner broadcast interviews with all area coaches too, all available under the Sports tab at BartlesvilleRadio.com. At Bartlesville High, the Bruins will finally hit the field on Friday on the road at Claremore. It's a much-anticipated opener for BHS as Lee Blankenship will have his first game as head coach. Blankenship was hired back in December, and it's been a long lead-up to this moment Friday. Bartlesville had a nice crowd on hand at Custer Stadium Thursday evening for its only home scrimmage of the preseason against Tulsa Edison and East Central. Here's Bruin Athletic Director Spence Rigdon.
Yeah, it was a great atmosphere. A little bit different activities, but it was great. You know, we had some vendors out front. We had some vendors on the porch. People got a chance to see our kids play. And, you know, with the weather being as nice as it was enjoyable to sit out there and see the success that they had.
Rigdon mentioned there are still good season tickets available for Bruin football games this fall. Although the athletic department is pleased with sales to this point, you can contact the athletic department for those passes. BHS doesn't play a home game until September 14th when Del City comes to town. Bartlesville will play at Collinsville a week from Friday for week number two. We do have some high school athletics on tap today. First in softball, Bartlesville travels to Owosso for a conference matchup. BHS won both its games in its own tournament this past weekend. Rain caused problems with the schedule, but Bartlesville did improve to 6-4 on the year. Also today, Caney Valley is at home against Dewey. Only volleyball game on schedule for today is Dewey at home against Summit. For sports, I'm Max Gross, on the air, on the web, and on our app.